Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day. I am at your service and ready to serve you, says MP-elect Vivian LaPointe with only three polls left to be counted in the Sudbury riding and leading by more than 2,000 votes in the 2021 federal election. MP-elect Vivian LaPointe said she is ready to get to work. LaPointe won the popular vote in the Sudbury riding with 15,121 votes, beating NDP candidate Nadia Varelli, who garnered 13,073 votes with 217 of 220 polls reported. Conservative candidate Ian Symington followed in third place with 12,294 votes. Tonight, it is clear, Sudbury has given us a mandate, and it is one we intend to deliver on, LaPointe told the modest gathering of friends and family. There are many things we need to do, and every day I will focus on the things that will move us forward, on the things that benefit the people of Sudbury, on the things that will unite us as a community. I am at your service and ready to serve you. For the full story, click here. Mark Serre savors his third consecutive victory for federal liberals in Nickel Belt from 11 p.m. onward during election night Monday. A sense of calmness settled on Nickel Belt liberal candidate Mark Serre. The national news agencies had called the election win in favor of Liberal leader Justin Trudeau, and the mood of victory permeated the cramped Serre campaign room in Val-Caron. The numbers were rolling in from polling stations across the riding, and it was becoming clearer by the minute that Serre had once again won the constituency. Like everyone else in the room, Serre was wearing a pandemic face mask, but as he moved around from table to table, it was easy to tell he was smiling and chatting up his campaign workers with laughter and encouragement, and they continued to post poll results, many of them from parts of the riding where the Conservatives and NDP were coming on strong. The uncertainty didn't last long. By 11:32 p.m. the large-screen television posted a photo of Serre with a brief comment that he was leading. Everyone cheered. Serre held up his thumb and index finger, saying, "We're that close." It was soon after that the network computer declared Serre as the winner. For the full story, click here. Mayor's State of the City address, now to be held online, advertised until last week, is being held at the Caruso Club. Mayor Brian Bigger's State of the City address will now be held virtually Wednesday. Hosted by the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce, the 12-1 p.m. September 22 event will see Bigger speak on the future of this great city of ours and the exciting projects moving forward, according to the organization's website. The decision to shift the event from the Caruso Club to virtual only was made by CEO Debbie Nicholson, Policy and Communications Manager, Maurice Thamby said, adding Nicholson was unavailable for comment. Despite the event now being limited to a live stream, tickets to the event are $25 for members and $45 for non-members and are available online at sudburychamber.ca. As with previous events, Thamby said funds raised will go toward the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce. Public Health Sudbury and Districts reports one new COVID-19 case and one new outbreak for September 21. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported one new case of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for September 21. There is also a new outbreak at Canadian Mental Health Association, Victoria Street Place. The health unit is also reporting there are now 54 active cases being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 18 months ago, there have been 2,391 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,337 of those cases are now resolved. Public Health Ontario reported 574 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 764 recoveries and 8 deaths. Erratic, driver involved in multiple hit and runs, vehicle thefts still at large. Greater Sudbury Police are still searching for an erratic driver, allegedly involved in a string of hit and run collisions and vehicle thefts early Tuesday morning. Police say they received a call around 9:30 a.m. regarding an erratic driver in the area of Cote Boulevard in the Valley. Information provided to police was that the driver of a pickup truck was doing donuts in the middle of the roadway. The vehicle was then seen being driven into oncoming traffic and was involved in a collision in the area of Skeed Road. The driver fled in the vehicle prior to police arrival. Fortunately, the driver of the second vehicle was not injured as a result of the collision. The man driving the pickup truck was then involved in a single vehicle collision, and proceeded to steal a vehicle in the area of Old Skeed Road. He fled the scene in the stolen vehicle. The original driver of the vehicle was not injured during the interaction. Police working to identify body located in burned Antwerp apartment. Greater Sudbury Police have confirmed they are investigating this morning's fatal fire on Antwerp Avenue in the Donovan. GSPS said officers were dispatched to the scene of the fire at around 6:10 a.m. today after being contacted by Greater Sudbury Fire Services. The call was made after firefighters discovered a body in the burned four-unit residential building. Police have not yet confirmed the identity of the person who died. "We are working in collaboration with the coroner's office and the Ontario Fire Marshal," police said. Patrol officers are currently on the scene. Detectives from the Criminal Investigations Division are canvassing the area for information and video surveillance footage. Anyone with information or footage is asked to contact police at 705-675-9171 or Crime Stoppers at 705-222-8477. Clouds and likely rain for the middle of the work week. The middle of the work week will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers in the morning. Wind north 30 km per hour, gusting to 50. The temperature is expected to be steady near 9 CUV index 2 or low. Expect showers this evening, with wind northeast 40 km per hour gusting to 60. Temperature steady near 7 C.